Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Revenue Podcast. Here we are in 2025, yet again, sort of wrapping up the year. I am your host, Kara French, and this is episode number 15. We are so thrilled you're joining us today. So, before we dive in and introduce our guests, we want to make sure that you visit our webpage at www.billingplatform.com/podcast, and you can check out all of our previous episodes. Today, we are tackling this topic that is keeping a lot of executives up at night, and it's not whether or not to invest in AI. That ship has sailed. The question now is, how do you actually make money from it? So let's talk AI today. We are joined by Matt Rehm, who is the Director of Product Marketing here at Billing Platform. And Matt has some really great insights on why AI has become what some people are calling the most expensive free feature in software history. So, Matt, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kara. It's great to be here. And yeah, that expensive free feature line really hits home for a lot of companies right now.
I'm sure it does. So let's, we'll just kick off and start there. I want you to walk us through kind of what you mean by that, because when it comes to AI, I think that everyone listening, we hear all the time, of course, it's the big buzzword, right? We know about AI investments for the past few years. So what are the actual problems that companies that are utilizing that are facing?
Yeah, great question. Here's the paradox we're seeing. Global AI investment exceeded 100 billion in 2024. And that's billion with a B, right?
Wow. That's,
Yeah.
yeah.
It is. Companies are pouring money into AI infrastructure. They're hiring AI engineers who get a 40 to 60% salary premium.
Nice.
They're paying massive API costs to providers, OpenAI, Anthropic, and others. But here's the kicker. Only 41% of these companies have actually figured out how to monetize it effectively.
So that, what are they having to do? Is it just, is it they're giving it away for free?
Exactly. Not because they want to, but because they felt they had to.
Right.
Think about this. 2 years ago, if your competitor added an AI feature, you had to match it or risk looking like you're falling behind, right? So companies rushed to add AI capabilities to maintain competitive parity. In that rush, they didn't stop to think, to ask the harder question, how do we actually charge for this?
Yeah, that's going to be a bit of a challenge for, an ongoing business model if you if there's something you can't monetize for there.
It is for sure. We're seeing mid-sized SaaS platforms with OpenAI API costs alone reaching 50,000 or more per month, right?
Yeah.
That's not something a lot of companies can absorb. AI
Exactly.
workloads require 3 to 5 times more computational resources than traditional features, and all of that's hitting the P&L, while many of the AI features are bundled into existing subscription prices that were set years and years ago.
Yeah, they weren't thinking. I think AI was so new, people weren't necessarily thinking long term,
Right.
when these things are being created. So the costs go up, but there's no revenue behind them.
Exactly. And so here's why it's more than just a pricing problem. It's actually about, hey, how AI fundamentally breaks the economic assumptions that traditional software pricing was built on.
Okay, so let's talk about this traditional software pricing. We've all kind of got that in our mind. So break that down for us. What's different about AI that makes your traditional software pricing models fail?
So traditional software has beautiful economics. You build it once, your marginal cost per customer is essentially zero, right? When you sell a new customer, your costs don't go up. It scales linearly
That's tough to say, but I know what you
along
mean.
a line and predictably, right? That's
Right.
why per seat pricing worked so well for decades.
Yeah, that's the classic model. Everybody loves that. Everybody knows that. I think we're all kind of, attuned and familiar with that one.
Exactly. But what AI does is completely flip that around. So with AI, you've got significant variable costs that scale with usage. And it's not just linear. I got it right that time.
Good job. Well done, Matt. Nice.
We're seeing cases where if usage doubles, infrastructure costs might actually triple. Every query, every document you process, every insight you generate is consuming compute resources in real time.
So that's just a completely different cost structure and model than, everything has sort of been based on in the past.
Completely. Yeah. And here's where it gets even trickier. Think about per seat pricing.
Right.
Charging per user, right?
Sure. Makes sense. Yeah.
What happens when your AI AI's entire value proposition is to reduce the need for human users.
Yeah, that's a good point because a customer service AI, something like that, that handles tickets automatically, things of that nature. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. So if your AI handles 80% of support tickets, you're reducing headcount, right? That's part of the whole reason for it.
Sure.
Charging per agent suddenly doesn't make any sense. You're disincentivizing the exact value that you're delivering. And then flat subscription fees have the opposite problem. So a customer who's using AI to process 100 documents gets fundamentally different value than one processing 100,000 documents.
Sure.
If they're both paying the same flat monthly fee, you're leaving massive amounts of money on the table from the power users while your high volume customers are subsidizing your low volume ones.
Yeah, that's not sustainable for your business model. There's just too much disparity there.
Exactly. So the result is that companies get stuck, right? They're delivering enormous value through AI, but costs are skyrocketing and the revenue model isn't they're not covering the expense with the revenue that they're generating.
So we've got these two sort of different models. I think people are pretty familiar with those traditional models, right? So everybody's bringing in AI that it's not going anywhere. I think we've all accepted that. So I think the question, listeners are thinking about is sort of now what? What is the answer here in terms of pricing?
Yeah, so it's something that is a fairly elegant solution, but it's not 100% new, right? It's not unique to AI, but it's usage-based pricing, right? And we've seen this, coming into the economy over the last decade or two. So usage-based pricing is, where you pay for as much as you use, right? So the market, especially in AI, is telling us this. We've seen 61% of SaaS companies that have adopted usage-based pricing in 2023, and that's up from 27% in 2018. That's a massive shift, and again, it's not just AI.
I mean, so why does usage-based, billing work so much better for AI?
Yeah, it creates a perfect alignment between three things, basically: your costs, your customer's value, and your revenue. So think about it this way. With usage-based pricing, when a customer uses more AI and gets more value, they pay more. That covers your increased costs and it captures the value in your revenue. And when they use less, they pay less. And that keeps them happy because they're not
Sure.
paying for capacity they don't need. So it's really a beautiful flywheel effect.
Yeah, if you don't use it and you don't have to pay for it, I mean that's keeping you happy, that's keeping the customer happy. That's a win-win, sort of solution there. So let's think, where could we talk about real world examples of companies that are able, to have done this successfully, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's look at some actual AI companies. So OpenAI, they're the ones behind ChatGPT.
Sure.
They charge per token processed. Anthropic is another one. They've got Claude. And then here's an interesting hybrid example. HubSpot charges a base subscription for their AI assistant. I think it's like $20 per month. And then they add usage overages for high volume customers. So I saw something where they reported significant uptake of these paid AI features because the pricing actually makes sense to customers. And I think it's something that we here at Billing Platform are looking at using as well, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a really cool feature because it's hybrid essentially, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's a smart move for a lot of companies. So especially if you have your own SaaS platform with features and now you're adding AI to it. You keep a subscription base for the predictability element, both for you and your customers, but then you add usage components that scale with the value that you're delivering. So it gives customers the predictability that they need to budget while making sure that you're not eating costs when they start using a lot, become power users.
Yeah, I know at Billing Platform here, we're very familiar with these different types of pricing models. It's, sort of our bread and butter. We talked a lot about this and dynamic and hybrid pricing and all of this stuff for a long time, but the customers in the market now that we're seeing, are they actually accepting sort of with AI this shift to like hybrid and usage-based pricing?
Yeah, here's what's interesting is customers actually prefer it when it's done right. And why is that? It's because it lowers their barrier to entry. right? They can start small, they can prove the value, and then scale naturally. They don't get locked into an expensive enterprise level contract before they know if the AI will actually deliver for them. And from a vendor perspective, it's great also. It creates a natural expansion revenue. As customers see the value, they use more, and as they use more, your revenue grows without a single upsell conversation.
Yeah, that's always beneficial when we're not doing
Right.
the hard upsell. So we figured out usage-based pricing is the answer moving forward with AI. But that's I'm guessing that's not as simple as just flipping a switch. So at every level, let's just think about this sort of from a general perspective. What are sort of the big or the tough questions that companies really need to answer when they start thinking through this and utilizing AI?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The concept is simple. The execution is where companies struggle. So let me walk you through three big questions that we hear most often.
Perfect. Perfect. Hit me with it, Matt.
All right. Number one, how do we stop AI from being an expensive free feature? This is the question that's causing the most pain right now. We started with that at the beginning of this podcast. Companies gave away AI for competitive reasons, but now they're looking at their financials and realizing that it's unsustainable.
Yeah, that's tough if you're going to have to transition off of something you've been giving away for free and the customers are used to that, right? And then suddenly you're saying, "Hey, wait a minute, we've changed our mind. It's not sustainable for us." So, how do you switch over to paid without losing customers?
Yeah, exactly. It starts with demonstrating the value. You have to show customers what they're getting, right? I'm talking about creating dashboards that track AI usage and business impact, whether that's time saved, tickets resolved, insights generated, whatever those metrics are that are important
Yeah,
to your business.
that makes
You have
sense.
to, yeah, make the value visible and tangible. Right. And then you create a migration strategy. You can grandfather existing customers in with generous timelines, offer enhanced features that justify the new pricing, reward early adopters, things like that. The key is transparency, right? Communicate what's changing and why you're changing it, right? If you've been tracking value all along, customers already know what they're getting. The price just becomes a formalization of that value exchange.
Yeah, I think that communication is going to be key, especially if you are changing something that is a benefit that they're used to, or it's something maybe with AI that they don't even realize it's AI and they're utilizing it. It's just sort of become part of their process, and something they can't live without. So let's think about the second big question that companies need to think of.
All right. Question number two, how do we price something customers can't easily measure? This one's tricky because the value that AI delivers is often abstract. We talk about better insights or improved outcomes. How do you put a price on that?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. I think that's always challenging. That's the toughest part of the entire AI concept. And I just mentioned it, when I was talking about it before, people don't realize it's an integrated part of something they're already doing. So what's the best approach there?
So, I think you have to start with metrics that customers can understand, even if they're not perfect, right? That may be API calls or processing time, the number of documents analyzed, things that are concrete and easy to grasp. And then, as you build out your measurement capabilities, you can evolve towards business outcome metrics. But this is the really critical piece, is whatever metrics you choose, make them visible to the customer. Right, provide dashboards, ROI calculators that are specific to their use case, transparent reporting on things like time savings and efficiency gains. One of our customers in the customer service space actually tracks baseline metrics before AI implementation, and then they're able to show the ongoing improvement. So it turns an abstract benefit into a concrete, measurable business result.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, that's actually a really great idea if you think about it, to make the invisible visible. I mean, it's something that everybody can see. It's very clear cut and it's very well defined.
Exactly. And so the third big question kind of ties it all together. When do we actually make this transition from free to paid?
Yeah, timing is going to be critical with that, because too early and people won't ad they just won't go for it. They're not going to
Yeah.
adopt that idea, but too late. And you've already trained customers. Hey, you're used to getting this for
Right.
free. Why should I have to pay for this?
Yeah, spot on. The indicators that we look for. Our first customer adoption needs to reach sustainable usage levels. right? People need to be using it and getting value. Second, you need that clear value demonstration through your analytics. We talked about that. Third, watch the competitive landscape. If it's stabilizing around paid AI models, that's your signal, right? And fourth, you need to understand your cost structure well enough to price it sustainably. But here's what I tell companies is don't wait for perfect, right? If you're bleeding money on AI costs, customers are clearly getting value. That's a signal to act. You can always iterate on the pricing model, but you can't recover months of unsustainable unit economics.
Yeah, you're gonna have to move ahead at some time and just adjust, and rather than just sit on your hands and bleed revenue. That's not sustainable.
Exactly.
We've talked about the AI problem, the solution, the billing, hard questions, pricing. I imagine we kind of skipped over a little part, which is the technical side of things, because you can't just one day wake up and decide to do usage-based pricing and snap your fingers and flip a switch, right? That
I
would be
wish we
nice.
could.
That would be really great.
This is the exact, and it's a great point. This is where a lot of companies hit a wall that they didn't see coming, right? AI billing is technically complex in a way that traditional billing isn't.
Why is it more complex? What are the reasons?
So you're potentially processing millions of microtransactions per hour, right? You're dealing with multi-dimensional billing. That can be, tokens, compute time, maybe outcome metrics. You need real-time accuracy because customers expect to see their usage immediately, right? You don't want to wait days or weeks to see how much you used. And you need the flexibility to change your pricing model quickly as you learn what works. So traditional billing systems obviously weren't built for this. This is a message that we've talked about at Billing Platform for a long time. They were built for monthly subscriptions with annual price changes, not for these dynamic, real-time, multi-dimensional usage pricing, which was already complicated, and now with AI is even more complicated.
Yeah, we've just added another layer to something that is incredibly complex. I mean, I never even thought about these types of things before I started in the billing space
Right.
and learned exactly how complex all these different types of billing are. And you need infrastructure that can actually support this, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the infrastructure has to do more than just calculate the bills, right? It needs to help you experiment, whether that's, testing different pricing models with different customer segments or iterating quickly based on the results of those tests, right? It needs to provide customers with transparent dashboards that build trust. And one more thing is it needs to handle the compliance side, right? ASC 606 revenue recognition gets very complicated with usage-based models.
We cannot forget ASC 606. That's obviously
Unfortunately,
where Billing Platform comes in. Morgan Stanton would want me to iterate this loudly.
yeah. So yeah, let's self-serve this for a minute. But Billing Platform is a perfect tool for something like this. I mean, we built our platform specifically to handle complex billing, right? Millions of transactions, flexible pricing configurations, global scale, rapid experimentation. But more broadly, what I would say to companies is this: your billing infrastructure is either going to enable your AI monetization strategy or limit it, right? Those are the only two choices. Make sure you're thinking about it early in the process and not after you've already committed to a pricing model that you can't technically implement.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, you've got to have, when it comes to AI, you've got to have a long-term vision for your business. It's just essential.
Absolutely.
It's been great kind of going over all this today and just getting a high-level look at AI and pricing. So we're gonna have to wrap up, but what is one thing, Matt, that you want listeners to kind of take away from the conversation surrounding AI and pricing?
Kara, if I could summarize it into one thing, and I think it's so important for companies to understand this, but AI is here, right? It's not going anywhere. It's here to stay. And so if you're a company and you're trying to use AI, that AI represents either your biggest competitive advantage or it's your most expensive mistake. And the difference isn't in the technology you build, it's in the business model that you create around it, right? So companies that figure out AI monetization in the next 12 months, mark my words, are going to define the next decade of growth. And those that don't are going to be stuck subsidizing their competitors' customers while watching their margins evaporate.
Right.
So,
So,
what's the good news? Good news is the playbook exists,
okay.
right? Usage-based pricing works. We've seen that. We have all of our customers are using usage-based pricing. That's why they came to us. Customers accept it when it's done with transparency and when it aligns with value. But companies need to act now, right? Customer expectations are forming, competitive dynamics are stabilizing, and companies that move first are going to have the advantage.
Yeah, I think that's key. This isn't going anywhere, right? This is only going to continue to evolve. And companies that are willing to do adoption now and sort of understand and identify their needs now and grow with it, I think are going to be the ones that, derive the most benefit from it, and so will their customers.
Yeah, was it Lee Iacocca, lead, follow, or get out of the way?
Yeah, something like that.
At a
Man,
flight
Lee
deck, yeah.
Iacocca, man, that's a throwback, Matt. I don't know.
I know,
Some of our
sorry.
listeners may remember. I myself know who Lee
All
Iacocca is,
right,
but if you
well.
don't, look it up. That's your homework for today. And also, look up Lee Iacocca. And what if you want to, dive a little bit deeper onto this specific topic about, kind of monetizing AI
Okay,
and what that looks like?
so not the Lee Iacocca
I
topic.
mean, you can start with that and then kick over to this. What do you got?
All right. So we do have a comprehensive white paper. It's called Monetizing AI, the Strategic Guide to Turning AI Investment into Revenue. It's available on our website. It covers the things we talked about today, plus some detailed frameworks for implementing the strategies. We talk about the four, there's kind of four phases that businesses can go through, and businesses may find themselves at different points along there. But you can find it at our website. It's www.billingplatform.com.
We've got a lot of great, actually, assets just in general on our website, kind of about AI and all the other different sort of pricing models that we offer. So I definitely think our listeners will want to check that out.
Yep, absolutely.
Matt, it has been so great visiting with you today and getting your perspectives and insights on all this stuff with AI and pricing. It's fascinating. And we want to thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
As always with the Revenue Podcast, we want to connect with you, our listeners. Visit our billing platform social media pages or our business website. Matt mentioned www.billingplatform.com. We are going to be back with another episode of the Revenue Podcast soon, having new topics, new insights, and of course, new perspectives on all things revenue. Thank you for listening as always and for having your cup of coffee, tea, or whatever makes you happy with us. Cheers.